Turn to the next machlokes in the Mishnah. Levashi akhetzav mishal acherim. We had a machlokes in the Mishnah regarding the kesef with which an Eved Kanani has played himself. Rameya held kesef ayde acherim. The Chachamim held kesef af ayde acherim. So the name of Bahakim Yitzchak. So now, obviously, they're arguing whether an Eved has kesef with which to be paid himself. L'chayra b'akim yifligi. Remeya sabar ein kinyan lefet b'lay rabbi, ve'ein kinyan lisha b'lay b'ayla. Remeya holds that an eved can't own anything. And a wife is not claiming anything either, b'lay b'ayla. Rabbanit sabar yesh kinyan lefet b'lay rabbi, ve'ein kinyan lisha b'lay b'ayla. So before we even start thinking about what this means with Gabi and Eved, the first kasha that every one of the Rishayim has here is what is a lady, what's this business with a wife getting mixed in here with this Isha business? Who's talking about Moshe? How does this come into the Gemara? King Isha, but like Bailo, who asked you? Who's talking here about Isha? The Gemara has a clear Gabi Eved. And why are we mixing in the Kinyan Isha B'lay Baila? No one was talking about an Isha, so what suddenly is coming in here with Isha? So Rashi is bothered by it. So I'm not sure what Rashi says. Look at Rashi, Kinyan Isha B'lay Baal Mitzvah. Rashi says, the dinam of Isha B'lay Baal Mitzvah Chalon, it's Tami Yediyah Baalma. You need it for other places. The Isha ki Eved. Harlo Baila Zakamai Sebi Nsiyasa. Similar to an Eved. Ke'ehu B'liyim Atan Ab Eved. Ikamash V'du Adem Yisha. So Rashi doesn't really say why it's here. Rashi just says that it's not needed. Balmas is Shukhalai. I talk it all needed for this part of the Gemara. But it's in here Derech Agav. There is a Yesh Medagdik. Yesh Medagdik in the Rajba that says that there's a Kavana here in the Gemara. The Dafka to teach us that the Kinyonim of the Isha Klape her husband and the Kinyonim of an Eved Klape Rabbi are similar, that they are similar halachis between when we're going to let an Eved make a Kinyon and when we're going to let an Isha make a Kinyon like Baila. And it's a halachi, the kavod is to teach us a din of a dinyin of the two, one to the other. They state in the Yesh Medagdik. Now, all the Rishayim that I happen to look at, the Rosh and the Ran and the Rashba, the Ritva, all, and Tosis, we'll see in a minute, all reject the sheet of the Yesh Medagdik. They all say that there are major yisoidistika differences between the kinyan of an Isha and the kinyan of an Eved. If you look into Tosfos, Tosfos mentions two chilukim. Tosfos on Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph mentions two chilukim. What did Rashi say? Rashi Yom Aleph. Yeah. What? Yeah, what did Rashi say? I don't know what you mean. The bottom of Rashi? Eli Gufa. Your Rashi just said, huh? I understand. Alright? Alright, Tosfos has two practical nafkaminas. If you look in Tosfos, in the middle-sized lines, there are a few lines there. The second line, Tosfos says, She'en yad ha'isha, chavdalad amal. She'en yad ha'isha, ki yad ha'bal, kamosh yad ha'evet ki yad rabbi. Tosfos says that the yad ha'isha, l'gabi ha'bal, is not the same as yad ha'evet l'gabi rabbi. And Tosfos brings, what could I don't have? I have left them in Toronto. So Taisus says one chiluk Taisus brings from Baba Basra Daphne Nalis. that the teda dilu nosn haba matana leishtay konsa legamri. A husband who gives the matana to his wife, she's kaina. Vein haba lechol peiris, and a woman could only legamri. Kedisa perches kazabati dilu nosn matana laavde loy kono have his wife. And now you have what's going on. A man could give his wife a matana. Tay says yes. The Gemara Bava Basra. A man can give a gift to his wife, it doesn't belong to him. An Adon cannot give a gift to the Eved. If the Adon wants, he can give him something, he can tell the Eved, here, here's, I bought you an item of clothing, but it still belongs to the Adon. It can't be machna, the Adon can't give something that it should become the Eved's. Which is different than a husband and a wife. A husband could give something, it should become the wife's. So which one is the chiddush? That the husband could give or that the eved can't give? The other can't give. What's the chiddush? Huh? What would you think by an eved? You could or you can't? In other words, the svara is you cannot give. The svara would be, well, is that what you said by an eved? What's the push the svara before anything? Could the other give a gift to his eved? Can you have a kick? You have a kick? Grab it.
No.
Huh? What? You can give Evan a nod, there's nothing wrong. I can let somebody use my thing. I can tell someone, you can use my car, you'll have a nod. Question is, could you be machnid that you become the Evan? What's the spark inside, what? A shekhan ever come to rabbi, which means I can't give him anything? That's the pashas as far as?
It's like giving him a regular thing anyway.
If I give him what anyway? If I give him,
you know, my son, it's like anything else that he's giving
it. It should come back to me, in other words.
Yeah.
So you say pastor, so it shouldn't be shy to give it to an Evan. And by Nisha, the Gemara says you could give. Why is the Isha different? Why is the Isha different?
You don't own the Isha.
You don't own the Gufa Isha. Since you don't own the Gufa Isha, it's just the din that whatever she gets goes to you. So the Isha is a person. And she could be kind of things. But Shekin and Eved, what are we saying? An Eved is like Shoreh v'chamoreh, I guess. An Eved is like, see, we can't say it's Mamash Shoreh v'chamoreh, because if you give something to a Shor, the Shor has no kinyanim, the other is not kind. An Eved is a little better than Shoreh v'chamoreh. It's just similar to Shoreh that I own him. It's karka, but what a karka. It means chateireh, it's like a schatzim. Okay? The Eved is like my chatzim. And it's not shaya for me to give my tana to an eved because an eved can't own things. That's b'chayra, the chiluk that Tosis is saying. So that's one chiluk. Again, that a husband can give his wife a matana, but an adin can't give his eved kanani a matana. Okay, that's the first chiluk which we're going to have to talk about. And what are we saying? What's the longest of the chiluk? That an isha is really a full fledged person. She can make all kinyanim. If it didn't, it goes to the husband. So if the husband wants it to stay by her, it can stay by her. If an Eved is not a full-fledged bialist by himself, you see, you can't say he's not a person, he's like Shoreh v'chamoreh, because then it wouldn't be Shaya HaKinyan at all. We know an Eved who picks up a Mitzvah, it's a Kinyan, it becomes the Adon. But he's like the Chatzar of the, he's like the Chatzar, he has the ability to make Kinyanim for the Adon. So, but he doesn't have his own bialus. He doesn't have his own ownership. He can't own things. So the Meila, it's not shaykh for the Adon to give a gift to the Eved. This is the emes of pshat in what Tosis is saying. We're going to have to still come back to it. But this is partially to the emes advarim. Why would you say, according to this, could a man give a matana to a son who's a gadol hasaymech hashulchan aruch, let's say. Because it didn't cut. Even to a cut. Could a man give a kinyan to something to a cotton? Could a man give something as a gift to his son and it'll become the son's? It's like Isha, it's like Eved. You don't own the cotton. You don't own the cotton, but does the cotton have ownership? Does cotton have, like an Eved doesn't have an account, he doesn't have an ownership account. Shemai. Cotton, Das Acheres is makdut to cotton. So cotton could own things. Das Acheres is makdut to cotton. So cotton could own things. What? For God, if it's full of starver, he has a yacht. So Chayit should come out from what we're saying now that a God who has semach hashulchanav for sure should be like an isha. That even if you hold, if you're a God who has semach hashulchanav, if you find the mitzvah, it goes to your father. But if your father gives you something, Chayit should be allowed. It should be chal. The giving should be chal, because the way we understand, there's isha and there's eved. Isha you could give, eved kanani you can give. We understand because eved kanani doesn't have. I'm calling it like his own ability to own, his own ownership account, like in Shemayim. There's no page on which he owns things, can't own anything. So a God like Semach HaShulchan Aviv Avada, it's established should be like an Isha. Because a God like Semach HaShulchan Aviv could own things. Why should he? It's a din that whatever he owns goes to his father. But the Etzem, he's a person. He could own things. He could. Saratz Musay, there's nothing wrong with him owning things. A cotton. L'chayra, a cotton is more room to be mesufik, but the fact that das acheres makna, that it's possible for someone else to give a gift to a cotton, would seem to imply that the father, that he has ability to own things. Let's say we have a cotton as a yasim. So somebody could give the yasim things, das acheres makna. Somebody could give something to the yasim. So if I say he could own things, right? No, that's a mitziah. Without das acheres makna, it's only tikkun olam. If a cotton finds a mitziah, the entire is he's not kainah because he has no das. So there's a takana al shalom that he's kainah. But a matana is minatayra, because then there's das makna. Das acheres makna law. If someone else has makna to him, then he could own minatayra. So lechayra, and we're going to have to come back. So we're going to see if this is true. He can't even give it away. You see, the reason he can't give it away is because he has no das. A cotton is like a god who's in the middle of sleeping. There's no das. His ownership isn't stronger. His ownership is exactly the same, just he lacks the das with which to be machmir. If you'd have a god who's sleeping, or chalila, a god who's in a coma, he is exactly like the cotton. He owns it totally, but he has no das to be machmir. So what I'm saying is that before we go any further, we're setting the table, sort of, for kinyanim. What we're saying about Isha and Eved, I think, is pretty clear. At least, I think we'll end up this way. They're sticking that an Isha, a man could give his matana to his wife because she has a yad, Eved Kanani, not a cotton. And Gala said, we will yet come back to see if it's shy of such a thing that a man could give a matana to Gala said, it's very negative to everybody. No? Your father buys a lulav and he gives you a lulav. No, it doesn't happen that somebody, his father gives him a lulav, gives him an esrog. If your father can't, if you're a god, Hashem HaShulchan Aviv, he can't give you, so it's still his. Worse yet, if someone's getting married, his father buys the chasna ring, the father gives it to his son. If the son is a god, Hashem HaShulchan Aviv, whose ring is it? Is it his ring or is it his father's ring? This should be totally in whether we compare a god, Hashem HaShulchan Aviv, assuming he's a cotton, which is Benatam Shita. Do we compare him to Isha? Do we compare him to Evan? L'chvayra, God HaSev HaShulchan Aviv, Mistaver, it's the Yosef Mistaver, he should be the same as, God HaSev HaShulchan Aviv should be the same as an Isha, and that it works. So God made this, we're still going to come back to it, we're going to see Mephaktikin on this, and that will come back. Let's go on to Tosef second Nechkinina. Voitei Dasheinam Shavim, right, the line after Vav Vashad Afnan Aleph, someone gives a gift to an Eved Kanani Stama Zai. Savada, the Adin owns it totally. Side of Guf Hadavar and side of Peris Hadavar. Then King Yelevah Blei Rabbi, Hanashayn King Yelevah Klau. The Eshla Rav Guf Uperis. That means if someone gives the Eved a tree, so side of the tree belongs to the Adin, and side of the Peris of the, that will grow in the tree belongs to the Adin. So let's say someone gives a woman, let's say you have a case, a woman yarshins from her father dies, he leaves her Yerusha $100,000. So what happens to that money? Does it go to the Baal? No. It doesn't go to the Baal. It belongs to the Isha. Aye, we just said, and Kinya Lisha Blay Baila. The Teretz says, Aptisis. No. The Kufa Dava belongs to her. The husband has the pays. So if you have, if she inherits $100,000, he puts it in the bank, the interest goes to the Baal. And, but the $100,000 belongs to the Isha. You look at Ben Kaka, the local payers. He can take the $100,000, buy a piece of land, and he gets the payers, and she remains the Baal of the Karen. Except, Apagav the Mitzias Isha the Baal of the Gamri. If a woman finds a Mitzia, then even the Guf Hadavar belongs to the husband. And with Miss Mitzia, the Matana. We pass it like this also, like this part of Tysus, that except for Mitzia, Mitzia Isha is the Baal of the Gamri. Outside of Mitzia, someone gives a matana to an Isha or Yerusha that she yashins. The Guf HaYerusha or the Guf HaYerusha or the Guf HaMatana belongs to the Isha. That's called Nisei Malug. Just usually Nisei Malug she owns before she gets married. So that remains the woman's. It's not sure it belongs to the husband. And the payers belong to the husband. So we pass him like this. There's a tshuva in the Yigus Maisha that a woman, a married woman, who got back from the Holocaust, money was returned to her from her father's, was stolen from her father, a large amount of money. The husband's not aware of it. And she wants to, she says, we have no kids anywhere, we have enough money to live. She wants to give it to tzedakah. Matter of fact, she already gave it to tzedakah when the shadow was asked. So the question is, does she have a right to do that? So the Moshe writes that she has no right to do it. The money is hers, but the husband has a three on the payers. She has no right to do it, to give it away. The shadow was asked if it was given already, and Grad the Shiva asked, the Gabe Tzedakah asked. So the halacha is that by this same look, even Shemachra Machra, whatever she sold, it sold. So the evidence sold. But a woman has no right, be'etzem, to give it away, because the guf hadavar is hers. But the Baalim has a right to the payris of the things that she owns. That's the same look. The person gets married, whatever money his wife has remains her money, but the Baal has a right in exchange for the designers and the other chiyuvim that he has to his wife. He has a right to the payris of the same look. Okay, this is a second difference. The Tosfos is only these two differences between Eved and Isha. Again, one difference is if the Oden can give the Eved a gift, the Tosfos says he cannot. And the other difference that the Guf HaDavar doesn't belong to the Eved. It's not like an Isha where the Guf HaDavar belongs. The Yesh Medagdikin argues only on the first of Tosfos' two chilukim. Yesh Medagdikin vice Tosfos' maskin to Tosfos' second chiluk between the Isha and a Eved. That by an Isha the Guf HaDavar belongs to her, and by an Eved the Guf HaDavar belongs to the Aden. That the Yesh Medagdikin doesn't argue. The Yesh Medagdikin does argue in one case. Could the Aden give a gift to his own Eved? The Yesh Medagdikin holds, yes, the Aden can give a gift to his own Eved, and it's Chal. Tosfos and the Rosh and the Ran and the Rashba and the Ritva all argue. They'll say it's not chal. So we have a machlokes, could the Adon give a gift to his Eved? The Yesh Medagdikin can say yes, and these Rishonim say no. We should have a raya. Anybody have a raya? The Adon can't give a gift to the Eved. So the Rosh says, and the Rosh and Rashba say, I'll prove to you that the Adon can't give a gift to his Eved. Because by Shtar Shichur we said it works because Gita V'yadei Bon Kecha. David is giving his Eved. Shtar Shichur, why does it work? Because Gita V'yadei Bon Kecha. So, why didn't he Gita V'yadei Bon Kecha according to Yesh Medagdikin? It's, the Yesh Medagdikin says that the Gemara is comparing Eved to Isha. Just like a husband can give an Isha a gift, an Adon can give an Eved a gift. So why does the Adon give the Eved a gift? Ishtar Shechur. If it's a schus, I'll say it's a schus like a chacham. No, it's a schus. Still, you need kif evi adibon keachal. So why do you need? Why do you need kif evi adibon keachal to put it to the yesh medayikin? It's a very stark kasha. The Gemara says you don't need it. Only if you throw it into a chassid. A chassid, which your husband has to pay, is then you need kif evi adibon keachal. You put it in a hand, you pack it up. So the so this sounds like a pircha that is very difficult to answer. It's a proof positive that the adayin can give a gift to his evidence. Alright, so what we did is we learned some rules. For now we're going to stick with the rules that we learned, and the Hashem will yet come back to it. These are the rules we learned. Two sets of rules. The rules of the Isha or Eved receiving a gift from the Baal of the Adayin, and the din of basically the same log. These are the two rules, the two differences between the Isha, Kinyane Isha and Kinyane Eved. Let's go on with the Gemara, and we will yet come back to the issue, the major issue of whether a Adayin could give his own Eved a gift or not, and why it should be Talia. First, let's see the Gemara. Amar Abba, Amar Rav Sheish says, no, that's not the Machlokes. So we're going to have two pshat in here. Rav Sheish is pshat and Rav Elazar is pshat. Okay, let's see first Rav Sheish. Zakti Gemara. The Kuli Alma ain't kinyan le'eved b'lay rabbi. Ain't kinyan le'eved b'lay rabbi. Everybody holds that the Eved can't be kind of anything on his own. V'hachav b'mayaskinan. The akne le'acher mona v'omar le'. Somebody gave the Eved $100. They said to him, Aminos she'ein le'rabba chushosvay. He makes it tonight. I'm giving it to you, Aminos, that your Adayin has no rishusim. So now, what is that to us? Says in Machlaikis, Remeis of our ki amalekni. As soon as he tells him, be kind, kani Eved, the kani rabbi. So the Adayin and the is kind of right away from the Eved. The ki amalek aminos, like lung ka amalek. What does that mean? He said, Aminas, like klum ka, what do you mean, like, what does like klum mean? Like klum ka amalei? Like he didn't say it. Like klum ka amalei, he's saying nothing. What are you saying nothing? That's only a svara. Ki amalei aminas, like klum ka amalei. You say something that can't be. Is that what it means? Can't be. You say something that can be. That's what he said. Rabbanan Savri, even Dhamma Lama Nasa Hani Lay Tanoi. So the Gemara is very short on explanation here, what they argue about. Rabbanan say the Tanoi works. Doesn't say why, what, when, how. It works. So we have to, we're stuck, we have to try to figure out what the Svaras HaMachlokes is here. We're accepting Eved has no kinyan b'lay rabbi. And the way we just explained it, at least by Tosfos, we explained that Eved has no ability to own things. No? There's no shaykhus to owning things. He has no shaykhus to owning things. So now, someone goes over to the Eved and says, this should be yours, Aminah She'im le'rabba chushusvay. So Pashtus HaSvara is like, which sad? Which sad means Ezra, which sad is Pashtus? Huh? Why would you say, Aminah She'im le'rabba chushusvay? Which side is more pashit? Did you go to the Adon or did you go to the Eved? I agree with you. Which side is most pashit? If I were to answer you without a Gemara, someone goes over to an Eved, says, I'm giving it to you, Aminah She'im le'rabba chushusvay. What should happen to it? What? Which is more pashit, Remeir or the Chachamim? Huh? So what's more pashit, Remeir or Chachamim? Okay. Remeya says that it doesn't work. Remeya says it doesn't work. It's very easy. Remeya says it doesn't work. We just finished saying, and Eved has no nothing. And Eved has no abilities. He's like a sade. He has no ability to become anything for himself. A sade can't own things itself. So Remeya is easy. Chachamim. What's the Chachamim? How does it work according to the Chachamim? How could they have a crown things all of a sudden? A minute ago we said, not like the Eshed Agadim, like the Tosfos and the Rashi and the Rush and the Ran and the Ritva. Either can't give anything to his own Eved. It's good. Now the Chachamim come, they say someone else could give things to the Eved al Menashe Ein L'Baylach V'Shusvay. So everything's changing now all of a sudden. You could give something to the Eved al Menashe Ein L'Baylach V'Shusvay. The Eved could own things all of a sudden. Till now the Eved can't own things. He's not owning it? What do you mean he's not owning it?
How can he hold it in? What's he holding?
Then what do you mean? If it's
if
the cut? That's a kasha. Right, there are two problems. One problem is what's the svara of the chacham. We're just changing everything we said till now. Till now we said the way we learned is an eved has no yad. An eved has no yad. He can't own things. He's like a chutz. So it's very good. Like Remeir, we have no problem with Remeir. It's very geschmack. Eved can't own anything. So maybe the whole parasha of Tanai is not shy. Chachamim hold. Okay? You could have an eved to own something. If someone gives something to an eved, I'm rushing the Baruch Hashuspa, the eved is kinder. So suddenly the eved does have an ability to own things. What? Okay, but we want to explain Tysus. The way we explain Tysus, what's between the Isha and an eved? You said the Isha is a normal person, she could own things. An eved can own things. But you're saying there is a Hecha Timsa, an eved could have his own yad. So if someone else's Tanai helps, why can't the oven give him something? It's always a Tanai. It doesn't give it to his eved, it's always a Tanai.
What's in the first
Tanai of the first Tanai tells that without Almanas the world. Second Tanai tells Dafka with Almanas. The very big difference. Stamma's life, the eved goes out and works. Doesn't didn't tell him to do this. It was his resting time. Time to rest. He went out and he did work and got money. The first Torah tells that it goes to the eved. The second Torah tells it doesn't. Does he have to, why should he have to speak out of tonight? It's a little hard to know. That's why. Okay. So it's a chachamim hold. Eved could own things. So saying now that Eved could own things. All right. So we have to start rethinking. Everything we said till now was good by Renee. Now koyter chachamim. Eved could own things. You have to say that. Amanos works. So Eved could own things. So now the kasha comes, if an eved could own things, now the yesh medagdikin should be right. Why can't the adayin give his eved a matana? Why can't the adayin give his own eved a matana? Why not? He could own things. Why do you need to be adayin al kechot for? Why do you need it? Yes. It's kind of for the other. Well, you're right. If we hold the other, could own things. If we hold that an Eved could own things, it's not a Sadeh, he's a person. He's a person who could own things, then it's very good. Oh, so we're going to get back there. Look at that. Well, we started talking about yesterday, we're going to get back. Let's go to say. Yes. But we didn't say in Bailas Father Blayah, but we said in Kenyan. Now, that's what I'm saying. All right, the way we're learning the Gemara, and this is, I think it's Pashup Shat, we'll get to the Lumbus. The way we're learning simple Pshat, the Remeya holds an Eved can't own anything, Nevin is like a field, it's like a sada. Remeyah says there's zero hechatimsa never could own anything. You can't own with Amadosh Eim Baila Chashuspa. You can't own with the other giving something to him. Avadim can't own things, period. They cannot own it. Talach and Eved can't own anything. That's what Remeyah learned. Chachamim learned, no. An Eved could own things. An Eved has Bailus. An Eved has Shaykhun to own things. And if he'll own it, if it's given to him, Amadosh Eim Baila Chashuspa, so he could own it. Now this is the machlokes. We have to tie up some loose ends, but this basically is the machlokes. What?
Quite
the chacham is much fairer. L'chayru, we have a problem. Loi the chachamim, that kasha we still have. Why loi the chachamim? Adayin can't give his eved a matana. And yet, somebody else could give the Eved a Matana Amunash Rabbah Chushuspay. That kasha, we're going to come back to tomorrow, and I can get to it today.
All the
I didn't speak out the other kasha. I mean, the other kashas are printed in the Rashi, but the Shver also. Okay. All right. So this will probably be the thing we're going to start with tomorrow, to come back to the issue of an Adon giving his own Eved a gift. Why not? And that, when it's Hashem, there's a Mach Nefrayim who talks about a father giving a gift to his own son, who's a Gadol HaSevach HaShulchan Aviv. And L'chayr, that Mach Nefrayim will plug in to hear to our study. So we're going to get to that tomorrow. But look, first, the Din of an Eved, before we go to get started. There's a Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Chayvel, Chayvel Omazik, Hamake chaveiroi, somebody hits someone else. So if you hit him hakasha yeshva shava pruta, if you hit someone else and you make his value go down a shava pruta, what's the din? You pay. You get malchus? What? You pay the five things. There's extra shevis ripa veshatar, but you don't get malchus because come later on in it. If you hit somebody, what happens? You get malchus. Which is itself a Musa Haskell, that if you hit somebody, you better make sure to hit him. Right? If you're going to hit him, he's just going to give him a bloody nose, he's not worth less, you get malchus. If you make him worth a Shava Pruta less, for one Shava Pruta, you get off the hook with the whole malchus. So it sounds like it's strange, huh? If you hit him hakar, she'ei by shava pruta, which most people when they fight, that's what they do. They get and say yichay malchus. And if it's hakar she'yesh by shava pruta, you just pay. That's halacha. Let's mind the problem. Zok the Rambam, afilu hika eved chaveira. Even if you hit an eved, your friend's eved kanani, yemalchus. Shaharei yeshmei b'miktas nis. And Eved Kenani is a Yid. He's mechuyev in Miktas Mitzvahs. He's mechuyev in Mitzvahs Kenoshim. So if the Rambam, therefore, if you hit Eved Chaveiroi, you get Malchus. If you hit him, Akash, anybody shove a fruit, you slap him, so you get Malchus. As they state in the Rambam, Afila Hika Eved Chaveiroi, Laika, Shari Yeshvei, the Miktas Mitzvahs. What's fair with this Rambam? What? If you hit him more, then you just pay. You pay his other. It says, "Afilo hika eved chaveiroi yelaika shari yeshnei b'miktas mitzvahs." What's the Rambam? Rambam? Why does it say chaveiroi? The Pesach is there for the Rambam. Why does it say chaveiroi? When you afilo hika eved chaveiroi yelaika, even if you hit your own eved kanani, you get malchus. When you learn this, you wonder that people say, you know, the Torah permits slavery. The Torah permits slavery. It's terrible. All right, the slavery is such a slavery that if the Adon smacks his Eved, he gets Malchus. Right? Akash Eim B'Shav Apruta, he gets Malchus. That's the level of Avdus. But anyway, back to Beis Yosef, why does the Rambam say Hika Eved Chaveiroi? It should be even Hika Avdai. And Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Tav Chaf, where the Beisad, the Shulchan Aruch brings down this din, he leaves out the word Chaveray. He says, Afila Hika Eved, or Eved Kanani, you're like Yechai Malkus. You're not allowed to hit an Eved Kanani. Not someone else's Eved Kanani, not your own Eved Kanani. Is Yeshua the Mitzvah, Yechai Malkus? This is the Beisad's Kash. So the Pach and the Gra both answer the Rambam. L'chayis Yishraya Rambam. Why does the Rambam say Afila Hika Eved Chaveray Akosha and Yishav Avuta Yehav Malkus? So they say a very interesting thing. The Bach and the Gra say that by your own Eved, by someone else's Eved, you only get Malkus if you hit him Akosha and Yishav Avuta. By your own Eved, you would get Malkus Sayyid Akosha and Yishav Avuta and Sayyid Akosha and Yishav Avuta. Why? Because if you hit your own Eved Akash Yesh by Shava Pruta, you're not Chayiv Mammon. There's no Chayiv Mammon. So since there's no Chayiv Mammon, so if you hit your own Eved Kanani, even if it's worth more than a Pruta, you're Chayiv Malkus. So the Rambam, in context, is talking about Akash Yesh by Shava Pruta. He says, Afilu Eved Chaveira. Because your own Eved, you're Chayiv Malkus, say more than a Pruta, say less than a Pruta. That's what it says in the back and in the ground. It's good parents. It comes out according to this. Say your own Eved, say everyone else's Eved. Hakosha Eved Shava Pruta, everyone holds to get Malkus. Hakosha Yeshvai, the Rambam holds you get Malkus. And the Chayyid Beis Yosef holds you don't. Reb Shimon, in the piece in Ksuvis, Simon Lama Zayin in Ksuvis, the Shimon says, B'mai Pligi, what's the Machlaikis? Now, how come? Machlaikis is in which case? If it is worth, if you hit your own Eved Akasha Yesh by Shava Pruta, you hit your own Eved Akasha Yesh by Shava Pruta, Akasha Yesh by Shava Pruta, the Rambam holds that you do get Malkus, the way the Bach and Groh explained the Rambam. The Beis Yosef apparently holds if you don't get Malkus. It has to be in by Shava Pruta. So, the Rambam, we understand. Why have you hidden the Kosh Yesh by Shava Pruta? Why do you get Malkus? Because there's nobody to pay. What's Pshat in the Beis Yosef? Beis Yosef says, if you hit your own Eved, if it's in by Shava Pruta, you get Malkus. If it's Yesh by Shava Pruta, you don't. What's the Pshat? Zotrib Shimon. They argue in the lumdis of Kol Masha Kona Eved Kona Rabbi. The Rambam holds that the Eved has no Yad B'chlav. The way we were talking in the beginning today. Eved has zero Yad. So whatever goes to the Eved is like a Chotzer of the Adai. So whatever the Eved is kind of goes straight is automatically the Adai. He has no Yad. So Mel of Yamazakim, what's Shayat Hashlumin? It's not Shayat Hashlumin. So this is not Shayat Hashlumin. So Mela, you get Malkus even on Yosef Mishav Akut. But the Beis Yosef holds that no, it doesn't work that way. An Eved has a Yad. An Eved's a person. He's not a Chasid, he's a person. An Eved is kind of things. But he's kind of, and a minute later it goes to the other. He has Kinyanim. He's kainit, and after he's kainit, it goes to the other. You know what it's similar? We had a clair in the beginning of the year, and was it Gimel or Dalet on the base? It was Gimel on the base that by Parav Zaka Bibita and Gimel on the base that a father gets whatever his daughter over bas mitzvah. You may nureah, whatever she earns goes to the father, right? Shvach nureah lovia. So we had a clair. Does it go to the daughter, she's kainit, and then it becomes the father? Or does it go straight to the father? It's pshat that the father's the bayim, it goes straight to the father. Or does it go to the nara, and then after she's kainit, there's a din that it goes to the yav. Right? Nachkamina would be if she had shibudim, if it would go to the basai. So Shimon says here in a similar way, the Beis Yosef holds that the Eved has a yad. That the Eved has a Yad. And he, the Eved, says the Eved is kind of something. And after he's kindness, there's a din that it goes to the other. Memela, when you're mazik in Eved, it's not pshat that you're potter from Tashlumin. Be'etzem, you're chayiv Tashlumin. You have to pay the Eved. You're mazik the Eved. You have to pay the Eved. Now, of course, as soon as you give it to the Eved, it becomes the Adin's already also. So in practical terms, someone's mazik his own Eved more than a pruta, he's not going to bother paying. So give it to him and it'll become his own. But in the longest of the Indian, if someone is mazik his own Eved, look Reb Shimon, the Beis Yosef holds is a chi of Tashlumin. You are mazik the Eved, you have to pay him. Now once you pay him, what's going to happen? It'll be money he earned from his guf, and it'll go to the other. So the name of the Eved is not going to bother being tevei. Or is he going to hire a lawyer to get the money to give it to you? It's not going to bother. But in the lumdis, there's a chi of Tashlumin to the Eved. Just that, once it goes to the Eved, it goes to the other. So the Mela, we don't bother paying. But in Lumdis, there's a Chi of Tashlumin. So the Mela, there's a Ptura Malkus. Because there really is a Chi of Tashlumin. Komash, Kani Eved. It's Mashma that there's more than a Maisa King. Somehow the Eved is Kaina, and then the other is Kaina. The Lush is very good. And rather, Rameya's Lush, oh, let me just theorize. It's good. Rameya will say, one second. These two ways of learning, we see from Rav Shimon, he's learning it into the Machlokes of Rambam Beis Yosef. That there are two ways to learn. One way to learn is that the Eved has, that there's no Tashlumin to the Eved at all. Maybe it's always the Adam, so maybe you got Machlokes, that's the Rambam Shita. And that the Beis Yosef is saying, no, in Lumdis there's a chiyuv to the Eved. Your mazik in Eved, there's a chiyuv to an Eved. You know what it's like? See, it sounds a little ridiculous. I mazik my Eved, so really, didn't tell you I have to pay him, and then he gives it to me. You know what it's like? It's like, let's say the Eved works for someone. Let's say the Eved goes out, he doesn't tell the Adin. He goes out, and he goes to the neighborhood grocery, and he works there for 2 hours. He comes home. So does the grocer have to pay the Eved? About he has to pay him. He made up your work for me, I'll pay you. As soon as he pays him, it goes to me. Let's say I tell the grocer, I'm right for the money. The Adin tells the employer, the grocer, I'm right for the money. So now the grocer doesn't have to pay. Let's say he doesn't have to pay. The Adin, he has to pay. The Adin worked for him. What do you mean, I'm right for? The Adin worked for him. He has to pay the Adin. But the Hayyosh, as soon as he gives it to the Adin, it's going to become mine, so who's going to bother? If I'm Michael, who's going to bother? It's a similar thing by Tashlumin. The Etzem is a key of Tashlumin to the Eved, according to the Beis Yosef. Just it automatically goes to the other, and the other is mine. I don't think you would need a master paying. It can't be. Because once in Lumdis, there's a Hiskaivus of paying. Let me tell you. Let's say you go over to someone. Not you, Pastor Shalom. Someone goes over to someone else and beats him up. He beats him up. And you know what? It's Akrav Shavapruta. So the fellow says, I don't want my Shavapruta. I'm Michael the Shavapruta. Let him just get Malchus. And the other guy, you know? Just let me down. The other guy get Malchus. He says, I'm Michael the Shavapruta. Let him get Malchus better. It doesn't work. There's this chaydus of Mammon. Once there's a chaydus of Mammon, there's no chaydus of... Even though the language is, Mishum Misha Achas Atom Lechaydoi, the Atom Lechaydoi, but Mitzvah's not going to help you after this. Because... there is no Chiyav Malkus when it's a case of Chiyav Malkus. So what do we see from Rav Shimon? We see from Rav Shimon that there's a shayach to learn Eved the way we're learning it like the Chachamim now, not the way it was Pashut. That an Eved has a Yad. An Eved Batsim has a Yad. It's a din that once he has the Yad, it goes to the Yad. But Pashut, he has a Yad. The second afternoon, there's a different Rav Shimon in Baba Kama. The second afternoon. If you say the Eved has a yad or he doesn't have a yad. There's a din that if you're mazik someone, you pay nezek tzar, rikui, sheves, abashis. What's sheves? Sheves is lost wages. Lost wages, wages that he lost, that's sheves. You should know, this is a surprise to people when it comes to lamaisim. You're only chayiv sheves when you're mazik odom. If you're mazik mamin, You don't, and there's no key of Shabbos. Let's say I go to your behemoth. I go to your behemoth, and I magic your behemoth. And because I magic the behemoth now, you can't plow your field. I only have to pay nezek that I was magic the behemoth. I don't pay Shabbos. Say, I go over to a behemoth, and I cut off a leg of a behemoth. So the behemoth is worth X number of dollars, that's worth less. If the meat of the animal is good, it's not even going to be worth so much less. It's worth a little less. It's worth less. I only have to pay nezek. Sheves, you don't pay sheves for downtime, you don't pay sheves. If you go over to somebody who has a business, he has a computer, the whole business depends on the computer, and you take a hammer and you break the computer, you have to pay to fix the computer. There's no chiyuv Shabbos. What he lost because he didn't have the computer, that Torah is not mechayev Shabbos. There's a separate thing. You have to ask a mechila. You have to be mefayisim. So you have to try to be mefayisim to get a mechila. But mamin, there's no chiyuv mamin. Shabbos is only by Adam. It does not apply by nazik mamin, which is a big surprise to many, many people when things come up. If someone has a car, uses it in a business, someone else damages it. He says, the other person, man, might, it was my fault, I'll pay to fix the car. Now he uses the car for his business, you know, he needs it to, whatever he does, he schleps up packages to the mountains, and it's a good week in July. You don't pay Shabbat. There's no Teshvumei Shabbat. Shtetzach Hashay. If I am Mazik, your Eved, do I pay Shabbat? If I go to your Eved, and I'm Mazik him, I beat him up. I'm Mazikin. Nezek, I certainly have to pay. No Shaiva. You have to pay Nezek because the Eved was worth X number of dollars, he's worth less. You should realize in many cases the value doesn't go down so much. If you have an Eved Kanani and someone breaks his arm, it's going to heal. So he goes in a cast for 3-4 weeks. The value of the Eved on the market is going to change a small amount. That's all I have to pay. The change of the value of the Eved in the market. Ah, you lost these weeks of work. You lost so many weeks of work for your Eved at Shabbos. Do I have to pay Shabbos for an Eved? It should be totally. So Shimon basically says, he brings in the Sivas, but basically he says, Pashtus is totally in our Shaila. If you look at the Eved as the Shairai, the Chamaira, Yochatzerai of the Adain. He's my field, he's my Shar. So I shouldn't have to pay Shabbos. Why should I have to pay Shabbos? If you magic someone's Shar, or someone's Behemo, or someone's Chafetzin, you don't pay Shabbos for that. What? He's an Adam who's the property of a different Adam. He's the Adam. The person being receiving the money is not the Adam that was going to visit. It's the property of the person getting the money. Masha'enke, if you say that, no, an Eved, the way we say like the Chachamim, an Eved has his own yad. An Eved really is a person. An Eved is entitled to be paid. Then, there would be a king of Shabbos. Because really, he gets paid. Once he receives it, it goes to the Adam. So that means that the Etzem, the Eved gets the money, and after he gets the money, it goes to the Adai, which is the way we're saying like the Chacham. So if Shimon brings from the Nesivis, the Maramokim here, it's Mishnah also in Shim Samach Gimel, by Dinei Eved, he brings from the Nesivis that there is a Chi of Shabbos. The Mazik Avdai, there's a Chi of Shabbos. So this is the second Raya, that the Eved has a Yad. That there is some Yad to the Eved. Not the way we thought when we started today, that the Eved is nothing, it's just Bama Chatzim. But the Eved, he does have a Yad to something. He gets Shabbos. Once he gets the Shabbos, it goes to the other. Because Komash can never kind of hug. So we have Shabbos, and we have the previous thing, the Kamleib de Ramineh, if there's Nezek, to him on that. These are two Nefkaminis. The way we are learning, Pashtus, this is the Machlaikis Remei and the Chachamim. We're talking now like the Chachamim. The Chachamim say, the Eved has a Yad. The Eved has a Yad. Remeir holds no. The Eved is a Chatzar. The Eved has no Yad. as soon as it goes to the Eved, it doesn't go to the Eved, it goes straight to the Yadayim. The Eved is like a Chatzar. And this is the Machlaikis between Ramei and the Chacham. Reb Shimon asked this kasha on the series. Reb Shimon asks that how could it be a chi of Shevis to the Eved if the Eved doesn't get the money that he himself earned? So the Eved himself lost nothing. Reb Shimon talked yesterday. You can look in Bava Kama, I think it's in the Yod or Yod Aleph. Yeah. He lost his earning power. Shevis is, I lost my earning power. If he's like a Margolius, he can't be like a Margolius. If he had that, if he's a Zeke Margoli, he doesn't get the money anyway. The other gets the money. He himself. But what are we coming away with? I want to just make a synopsis so we can start tomorrow knowing what we're talking about. Clark. We started by asking what's the difference between the Kinyanei Isha and Kinyanei Eved. So we learned in Taisus two nafkaminas. Pashit, Isha is a person who has a yad. Eved is not a person. Eved is a chaser. Eved has no yad. We're saying now that's all fine and well in Remeir. In Remeir, it's that way. But the Chachamim say in Helsam and Oshay Lebailach Rishusva, Al Karchach the Chachamim hold the Shayach a yad to an Eved. Va'oid from the case of Sheves, we see a Shayach a yad. Va'oid at least the way Rav Shimon learned the Beit Yosef, a Shayach Nizikin to pay to an Eved. So it is Shayach Yad to an Eved. Now, if it is Shayach Yad to an Eved, now we have to go back and ask ourselves, what's the difference between an Isha and an Eved? How come a man could give a Matana to an Isha, and a man cannot give a Matana to his own Eved? This is the Kasha. We're going to come back tomorrow to two Kashas to begin with, at least. One, this kasha, that right away we're learning the Chachamim, that the Eved has a yad, which the player is not a pilfer. You have to say it, because the Eved can be kind. Why can't the other give something to his Eved? And B, we have to get back to the kasha of the Yesh Medagdikim, who say that an Eved could give, another could give his Eved, so what do I need to give the other Bo Tachas? These two kashas, Yitzhak Shem will come back.